With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A New York judge delays a President Trump case.
Jury selection was to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April. The judge ordered the delay after Trump's lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. A hearing will now take place on March 25th to decide whether prosecutors should face sanctions or the case should be dismissed. The former president's legal team only recently started receiving more than 100,000 pages of documents from a previous federal investigation into the Stormy Daniels matter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An expert on Israel says President Biden's criticism of Israel during his State of the Union address is hurting the country's ability to defend itself.
Author and podcaster Dan Senor says President Biden's State of the Union rhetoric against Israel was over the top.
And unfair and very damaging.
Criticism, he says, is bound to embolden Israel's enemies and critics.
And so if there is a pylon on Israel, President Biden added to it, contributed to it. He provided rocket fuel for it.
Emboldening Israel's critics from the UN to many European countries, the broader Arab Muslim world, and the media.
Rhetoric has consequences.
Podcaster Dan Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Israel now says that the Biden administration is slow-walking ammunition to Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, criminal charges will not be filed against the shooter in an incident on a Brooklyn subway train. Police say the 32-year-old man was on a Manhattan-bound train when a 36-year-old started a fight and pulled out a gun. The younger man then disarmed him and shot him in the head. They said it was self-defense. But a Marine is still charged after putting a violent man with a criminal history in a chokehold on the subway, a man who later died. A 22-year-old Navy sailor facing three new charges for reportedly spying for Chinese intelligence. This is SRN News. It's past time for the medical profession to stop overlooking the physical and moral damage that the abortion industry is having on American women. That's the finding of Dr. Ingrid Skop, vice president of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute. In an interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Skop warns that doctors who casually perform abortions without considering the overall impact on society are becoming part of the culture of death.
Unfortunately, the evil ideology has sunk into the medical profession, and we need to recognize we are not a vending machine. Our job is not to give a patient any medical intervention that they request. We need to do what's best for that patient. That's what medicine truly does. And of course, as Hippocratic practitioners, we don't kill our patients.
She adds that doctors' jobs should be to promote the health and well-being of humans, both born and unborn. Dr. Skop also works as a part-time obstetrician in San Antonio, Texas. This is SRN News. Senator Tom Cotton says he will be voting in favor of a bill that would force Chinese-owned ByteDance to sell off TikTok if the popular social media app is to remain in the U.S.
There's a lot of different bills to regulate TikTok in this country, but clearly what Congressman Gallagher and his counterparts in the House have done has gotten the widest consensus, and it gets the job done.
Senator Cotton stresses the new law will still allow TikTok to operate in the country, but only under new ownership, not controlled by China. Prosecutor Nathan Wade resigning from former President Trump's election case in Georgia. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis can remain on President Trump's case if Wade was removed. Trump's legal team wanted Willis removed from the case due to her sexual relationship with Wade. The governor of Ohio says people in a state came together in the aftermath of devastating storms Thursday night. More details at SRNnews.com.